104.3 Jam, Chicago's number one for throwbacks. Good morning, everybody. It's the Ed Lover Morning Show. Jen, I got a question for you.
Who ask?
I got a question for you. If you got on an airline with your child and there was vomit on the seat that your kid was getting ready to sit in, how would you handle it?
Oh, okay. I wouldn't sit down and I would ask the stewardess or the flight attendant. We don't even say stewardess. What am I saying? The flight attendant, if they could clean the seat for me.
Yeah,
and then
see,
I will sit there.
Stewardess, stewardess was very sexist, Jen. You shouldn't have said that.
I am so sorry. Flight
Jen
attendants.
Is a sexist.
Yeah, add that to the repertoire.
That's right. Add that.
No, I'm sorry. No, flight attendant. Just to clean it and I'll wait. Or if there's a free seat, you know, I'll sit in the other seat. Or, you know, how about first class? If there's first class and an upgrade, you know, I will happily sit there with my family.
Because this lady got thrown off a Frontier flight from Las Vegas to North Carolina on Saturday and arrested after an alleged confrontation with a flight attendant over vomit in her daughter's seat. She said when the little girl sat down, she had vomit on her hands,
all over her shirt
and everything. And somehow this lady got into a confrontation with one of the flight attendants and not only got thrown off the flight, but...
Oh, that poor lady. You know what? I am such a mama bear. I'm so protective of other parents because I get it. It is so stressful going to the airport and going on a plane with little children, let alone...
It is. It
like,
is.
Finally, we made it. We're sitting. Let's get through this. And all of a sudden, you see your child in someone's vomit. Like, I would be horrified. Yeah. I'm usually not an alarmist, but... I don't know what I would do in that situation. Like, I'm sure just everything bubbled up and she just got horrified. Like, you're thinking,
what virus is
on my child? Like, how dare you?
She went off. And well, you don't want to go off to the point where you're going to get arrested.
No, not at all.
That is absolutely the wrong thing to do. I remember I was on a flight coming back from vacation and a lady was in front of me with her child, which is fine because I always carry noise cancellation headphones. And the... We smelled this horrible smell, and the baby had, of course, used the bathroom on itself,
right.
And she didn't have any more diapers.
Oh, no. That's the worst feeling in the world.
And her husband went off on her. I mean, the whole first-class cabin, we were all there with, like, with our shirts over our noses. It was horrifying.
Yeah, I bet. Ooh, that poor baby. If that happened to me with a diaper and I had no diapers, I would have asked around, is there any other parent?
Anybody on a plane that got a diaper? You're right.
And if not, I would have just went to the bathroom and tried to make do and put a t-shirt over my baby's butt. I don't know.
Do something, right? Keep listening, y'all, because when you hear What's Your Fantasy by Ludacris, caller 14 can win an all-expense-paid trip for two to sunny Mexico, courtesy of the Ed Lover Morning Show. Good morning, Chicago.